Time for Jared and Katie's Church Swap. This is the second church, episode 2, you could say. Katie's Catholic Church, and nothing less Catholic than this music right here.
Yeah, this sounds exactly like what you heard. Not quite.
No, and so...
Although I do have something to say about the music, but that's later.
Okay.
That's later.
We were doing this. We're going to everyone's church on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to mine first, and so Katie and Jason were able to make it to that one, and then... We all were able to make it to Katie's Catholic Mass.
It was nice seeing you guys all dressed up on a Sunday.
Yeah, past Sunday. We showed respect. We wanted to dress the best we have, I guess.
That's right.
I got way overdressed.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I wore a tie. I don't do that.
You did, underneath your sweater. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really did.
I wore a tie, too.
Like
yeah,
that.
Regerts. You got yeah. You have regerts. Yeah. I did say there was it's a wide range. You know, where it's some are dressed to the nines and you see hats and you see, you know, like,
yeah.
And then there are some people in sweatpants and that's okay because they're just happy you're there. But it's a wide range.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So our impressions of being there. The first thing that stood out to me was
St. Paul the Apostle, by the way. That's my Catholic church. Yeah.
St. Paul the Apostle,
mm-hmm.
Which is funny. That's the church we grew up that's closest to my house because I grew up on that road. And we didn't know what it was at first. When we first moved here when I was 8 years old, we thought it was a Pizza Hut.
Listen, you and me both.
But it's changed a little bit. I think they expanded the back of it.
Okay, because now there's like a life center and a area where all the education.
Kind of that roof, you know?
Well, yeah, and it's unlike any Catholic church I've ever gone to or grown up in. So when we decided to go to St. Paul's, I thought, this is an interesting building.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, being 8 years old, I'm like, oh, a mama Pizza Hut. They're like, no, that's a church.
Okay. Right, respect.
And they used to play worship differently here.
Yes, and some little background. We used to play basketball. They don't have the goals there anymore.
Mm.
They used to have basketball goals outside. And we would all go up there, me and my friends, and they had like three of them side by side. And we'd play a bunch of games. It was fun.
Why did they take it down? Too much Jared and your friends fighting?
Too much dunking.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Bending the rim.
Uh-huh.
Just,
mm-hmm.
just dunking on everything.
Too much hard in the paint.
You're going hard in the paint. That's right, Katie.
Hard in the paint.
My first impression, because I have been to that church before for a funeral, unfortunately, mm-hmm. for our friend Biggie's dad.
Yeah.
But was that I was surprised at how casual a lot of the people were dressed.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I think... Because Catholics are so, to me, traditional,
mm-hmm.
at least the masses, that I thought it'd be like dresses, shirts, and ties. But I saw a lot of ladies wearing pants.
Yeah,
and
a lot
I was
of
like,
pants.
Wrong church, go somewhere else.
A lot of pants, a lot of jeans.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. Yeah. Not in a bad way. I just did not expect that at all.
I'm with Jared. That's why I wore a tie. I'm like, I'm going to be the only one without a tie on if I don't do this.
Really?
I thought if I didn't wear my suit, I didn't wear a suit jacket. I was like, maybe I should. Jason, I mean... Yeah, and I saw a lot of ladies and men in pants. I mean, like jeans and pants and stuff like that.
Yeah, interesting. My husband is not Catholic, but he goes to almost every Catholic service. He was not at the one where you guys were.
That was my second impression.
Yeah, he was
good day for golf.
Busy playing golf. And I can't even be mad about it because he's not Catholic. You know what I mean? So when he does go, I'm like, thank you so much for supporting us. Anyway, he was very surprised, too, that there is more of a... It's more relaxed than it was for me growing up.
Right.
You know, it was always you get dressed up, you put on your Sunday finest, and you go to church. Now, again, I think that they're just happier there.
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do agree with that, you know, happier there. But I did not expect that.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, you know, you don't call it chapel. What do you call it?
Oh, our sanctuary.
Sanctuary is mm-hmm. very pretty, very nice. It's bigger than I remembered.
A lot of stained glass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Candles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the most workout... This, you know, most was the biggest workout I've had all year.
I was waiting for the Catholic calisthenics, as we call it.
Oh, yeah. Up, down, up, down, up, down. It wasn't as much as I thought.
Do you know why we do it?
No.
Okay, so the thought.
Keep people from falling asleep.
Process, well, could be. But it is that as Catholics, we believe that Mass is... to pray and worship is to use your whole body and all of your senses. And
okay.
And we stand during the gospel because it's... the word of Jesus, you know, and so we stand at certain parts of the Mass. We kneel at certain parts of the Mass because of things that are happening.
Sure.
We stand, we sit, we kneel. We stand, we sit, we kneel.
What is that thing called?
What's that?
The thing that comes down in the back of the, is it pews?
Oh, yeah, the pews, a kneeler. It's actually called a kneeler.
Is that there only because technically you're supposed to kneel on the ground, but it would be difficult to go on the ground? Or?
Yeah, I think because people... It is more comfortable,
okay.
And we do a lot of kneeling, but mm-hmm. I have been to many a Catholic church that do not have padding on their kneelers.
Oh, really? And just straight up wood.
You're lucky that they have a kneeler, and then if they had the kneeler, it was just wood. Mm-hmm. So to have a little padding, we're like, this is nice.
Nice. They're pretty strong, too. I noticed a big, big person over, and I'm like, is that going to support him? And it did. I actually tested it out myself. I was playing with the bolts. But yeah.
Of course you were.
Interesting. Of course you were, Jason. Yeah.
But I would say it's a lot to take in when you don't know anything about it.
Yes.
It's like kind of hard to follow.
Uh-huh.
Like, because then it's in different language sometimes. And then they have a great printout that's kind of in order, but mm-hmm. it was kind of like, I wasn't sure where we're at.
Yeah.
But of course, if you go there all the time, you know.
Well, and one of the most beautiful things to me about the Catholic Mass and the Catholic religion is that I could go to a church in Italy right now, and if I attended Mass, it would be the exact same thing.
Right.
When you say same thing, the same
homily?
Like the preaching?
No, the homily would be different because it would be a different priest who's
okay, so
using,
that's his own thing.
Yeah, using their own reflection and whatever story it is, that however they want to tie in the message. But you know that the Gospels will be the same. You know that the Mass, the rituals of the Mass are all going to be the same. So even if I didn't know the language, I would know what was happening.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right, like all the stuff around the message is the same.
Yes.
The same.
And for you guys, I tried to tell you, but then I waited too long to tell you that there were certain parts that were going to be in Latin and then certain parts that were not. And there was a lot of switching.
I fully understood it.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm part fluent in Latin too.
Oh, okay. Did you sing along? Because I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I was trying to find the words and I didn't know the melody.
You can't sing along when it's in English. Remember at my church? Yeah. And mine was like just very straightforward. It was like,
the melody will throw me off if I don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, some of that, and I don't want it to be my impression, but then I do like the, like you said, like kind of the tradition,
mm-hmm.
the structure, that there is a structure to it. So you kind of, I mean, if you go all the time, you would know, or you know what to expect kind of. And then the message, like, what's his name?
Father Joe.
Father Joe.
Uh-huh. Father Joe Mack.
I would not mess with Father Joe.
Mm-mm.
It seems like if he told me to be like, you need to turn in that electric car, I'd be like, yes, sir. I mean, he just seemed like, you know. And then the message kind of, you know, I had that, like, my face started turning red and started sweating because uh-huh. it was talking about marriage.
Yeah.
And about how, you know, how to have a healthy marriage and stuff. I'm like, well, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I know what I'm supposed to do.
Is this for me?
They knew you were coming.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, the Lord must have told him Jared was here today.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. In my church, too, when they talk about, like, forever, being married forever and all this stuff, I feel like everyone's, no one's looking at me, but I feel like everyone's looking at
They're
me.
They're thinking of you.
They're thinking of it. Oh, I know. Anytime I heard divorce when I was growing up, there'd be like two people there that were divorced. I'm like, gosh.
Yeah.
You can think about them, but.
Well, at one point, so the way we were seated in the pews, Jared was on my left, and then me, then Matt, then Jason, and then my son Henry, who was like, did you notice?
He was dressed up.
He was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
I'm like, this is like.
Getting that kid, first of all, you gotta pick your battles. He was there, and he went to Sunday school beforehand, and he participated, and he was very well behaved during Mass. So I was like, thank God.
He was.
But.
I think we're all there, so he didn't want to act, you know.
Well, yeah, but he, yes, which I'm thankful for, but also. I won half the battle in that he was in a collared shirt.
There you go.
The second half of the battle, gym shorts and socks with Crocs.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what?
I was like, I wish I would have worn
half
that.
Half the battle. But he sat kind of at a in between Jason and Henry was a lot of room. And I said, you can slide. You know, anyway, I was trying to tell him, like, you can slide it over. We're not saving it for anybody else.
Yeah,
but I think he was happy to be on his
own. Yeah, he's like at the very end of the pew.